Linder. I'm joined this morning by, it is Anne Marie Hancock, and she has a book that details mother-daughter end of life, a book that's called You Can't Drive Your Car to Your Own Funeral. Good morning, Anne Marie. How are you?
Good morning, Al. How are you? I'm excited to be talking with you in the land of wild rice and the Minnesota Twins.
Yeah, the best team in baseball right now, which is, that's been many years since we've been able to say that. So that's
what are you guys, 6-0 or 6-...
Well, something like that. No, our winning percentage is the best by percentage in baseball, better than the Yankees by a couple of percentage.
But that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, it's great. Baseball's fun. Well, where are you now? Are you out east? You're in Richmond area, Virginia?
I am. Richmond, Virginia, the capital city.
How did this book come about? A unique book and details the mother-daughter end of life, and it's some humor, honesty, and wisdom, but you can't drive your car to your own funeral. Tell me about it.
Oh, I hadn't planned to write a book, Al. What I did was kept a journal for 3 years and stepped away from my life to take care of my mom, who was terminal with squamous cell cancer. And then reflecting on the journal after mom passed, I had talked to many, many people who were in similar situations, difficult situations, with their mothers, their brothers, their sisters, their aunts. And I decided there was a lot of meat in that journal and an opportunity to help a lot of people with some tools that I picked up along the way.
Now, I received the book on Friday. Didn't get a lot of time to peruse it here, but Anne Marie, we're talking to Anne Marie Hancock. She has a book called You Can't Drive Your Car to Your Own Funeral. And I opened up. It looks like I have a grocery list here. Did you leave that in on purpose?
A grocery list?
Let me look at it here. Well, okay, it says Target, Essentia, eggs, lemons.
That must be my publicist grocery list.
Oh, okay, it says got a hair.
Yeah, so I hope Scott got his eggs and everything else he needed. But the book itself, You Can't Drive Your Car to Your Own Funeral, is about a very strong-willed woman. And my mother was a strong-willed woman. And we all have strong-willed people in our lives, right? Could be a mother, a brother, a sister, a boss. And it takes some talent, and it takes some patience and love and compassion to deal with these people.
And as you say that, too, mothers and daughters, they have a special bond.
They do have a special bond, and I think that being the case, we try a little bit harder. But my mom had a difficulty communicating, and I'll give you an example. We were going to lunch with my son one day, and she wanted to drive. Cancer had gone to her brain, and I said, Mom, maybe I should drive today. I feel like driving. She said, absolutely not. You drive like Moses. I'll drive. She had a heavy foot. We go across town. She drives through one stoplight, and I held my breath and let that go. Then she drove through the second stoplight at a major intersection, and I said, Mama, I believe we drove through a stoplight. She said, Ann, don't worry about it. Your father did it all the time. So this was Mama. She carried a cane with a rapier in it, which my father had given her for Valentine's Day. She believed she always needed protection. She was a real character. I can remember one day driving to the hospital here in Richmond, and in the middle of the drive, she says, Ann, you're a moron. I said, Mom, is there a problem? Yes, you're a moron. I said, well, coincidentally, I was in Ireland 2 years ago researching the family, and I kept asking about the Morans. Finally, a fellow said to me, spell it, and I did, and he said, you're a moron. So I said, you know, that being the case, Mom, I guess we're all morons. She looked at my face, and she said, Ann, you're not funny.
Obviously, it sounds like you had a nice relationship, but that was a good relationship with your mother.
Oh, I absolutely adored her. But I think, and you know this too, Al, when people are in fear, this is a woman facing death. And a very private woman who couldn't express her feelings sometimes appropriately. And we're always coming from one space or another. We're coming from love or we're coming from fear. And fear is anxiety, it's negativity, it's anger, it's rage. And in a way, it was a backhanded compliment that Mom could say what she felt to me because I knew she was terrified.
It's Anne-Marie Hancock, her book called You Can't Drive Your Car to Your Own Funeral. Some pretty neat pictures. And, you know, I just kind of perusing the book here a little bit. Mickey Gilley, a shot of you and Mickey Gilley. You've been with Jane Pauley. So you've had a chance to brush elbows, I guess.
Oh, I've had a lot of fun. I had years in TV and met a lot of beautiful people just like you, Al. And loved Mickey Gilley.
Very good. Are you writing this book? Was it therapeutical for you?
It, you know, it really was. I think that maybe I could speak generally, and forgive me if I'm speaking too generally. I think we all tend to take things personally. You do radio, and I have done radio and television for many years, and it's funny. People will say wonderful things about a show, and one person will say, I hated it, or I hate you. And that's what we take home with us. Only God knows why we take that one person home with us. And I think that applies, and I carry it over to the book and my mom. We could have a good day together, and then as the example I gave you, she'd call me a moron, and that's what I take home with me. And it's about looking past personalizations and not owning everything that someone puts out there for you. I think what I learned to do in this process, you talk about therapy, I would go to bed, I would take what Mom had said, and I would weigh it, just like television or radio, and I'd say, does this have merit? You know, am I a moron? Well, I certainly don't try to be, and I know there are people who like me and think I'm kind of sane. And then you learn to dismiss or let go of things that are offensive and look a little more to motivation. When people are angry, when they're frightened, when they're coming from fear, they strike out. And most often, they'll strike out at people they love. So for me, I think television and radio helped me a whole lot because we can't take all the ugliness with us. We need to be positive people. We're paid to smile, to be happy, to project out. You're welcoming people every morning as you are me this morning. And we can't hang on to that stuff or we couldn't perform, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, Anne-Marie Hancock, the author of the book, You Can't Drive Your Car to Your Own Funeral. And do you have a website?
We're working and reworking a website right now. But people could go to my name on Amazon. They can see the reviews for the book and where to purchase it. You Can't Drive Your Car to Your Own Funeral. And I hope everybody can take something with them that will help them in their lives.
I appreciate the time today. Anne-Marie Hancock, Anne-Marie, you have yourself a great day.
You have a great day, and I hope the Twins keep winning.
Thank you very much. You take care, Anne-Marie. Have a good summer. Take care.
Have a great day.
Anne-Marie Hancock joining us this morning here on Your Country, Q92.